David Hollander is an investment advisor with Liberty Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Liberty Group, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and insurance is offered through Lifetime Planning Marketing Incorporated. All investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's Mr. Sandman.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. I'm your host. It's great to be with you here this morning. They say it may rain today. Can you believe that? I don't see it. Anyway, I heard the thunder last night. Did you hear that? For those of us joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, yep, they call me the Sandman. That's right, you heard that right, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal, or this week it was certainly financial. Had a lot of questions this week. Whew, another one. Right here on KNBR, that's because I'm a financial advisor and an attorney, and we are broadcasting live right now out of our little studio here in downtown Oakland, California. So maybe you have a question. Maybe you want to know what you should be doing with your stock portfolio right now, maybe a mutual fund. I don't know. If you have a question, what you should do, you can always tweet me a question. And that's at PYA, it stands for Protect Your Assets, at PYA Radio, anytime you want. Get this, you spend more time planning your next vacation, more than you do planning your retirement. Can you believe it? It's crazy, because if you think about it, retirement is going to be a permanent vacation. Think about that. You could live another 20, 30, even 40 years without a paycheck. So are you getting closer and closer to your retirement? Are you counting down the years or even the days, chomping at the bit to have the freedom you crave and retire on your terms? Well, then you definitely don't want to miss out on today's show. I'm going to help you retire in a weekend. I like that title. Let's retire in a weekend. I'm going to walk you through a step-by-step checklist so you can know with confidence that you're on the right track and will retire on time. So now let's get started, because this has certainly been another volatile week on Wall Street. For the week, the Dow was down 2.9%, some say 3%. The S&P 500 was down 3.9%. And the NASDAQ once again got pummeled, down 3.9%. So what happened this week? Let's just go back and kind of look it over and see what's going on, because I know a lot of people have questions, and you know, these times are meant to do that. They're meant to test you. So remember that. So Tuesday, we saw the Dow fall over 500 points at the open, and then it closed slightly down. And then Wednesday, that's when everything just kind of fell out of bed. We had a late day sell-off on the Dow. What that means is, as the market was getting closer and closer to closing, you had selling. And the market was down 608 points that day. In fact, it was 2.4%. NASDAQ was down 12% from the recent high, which is official correction territory. And the S&P 500 was off 84, or 3.09% in a day. So you had this sort of momentum. Now, this is what's happening, and we talked about this last week, as these algorithm trading start to get involved. And you'll see this at the end, usually at the end of a trading day, or when you start to see these big numbers like yesterday when you saw it was 500 points, is what happens is people just start to sell and they get panicked, and it just starts creating, I don't want to say a chaos, that's why we have circuit breakers to stop that. We haven't hit one of those yet, but you get this momentum. It's kind of like just a domino. And the domino accelerates. And that's what's happening. It's just a multiple amount of selling. And so that creates a panic. But you're not seeing the sort of panic selling like we saw in February. And although the VIX, which is a volatility index, is in the high 20s, it's not, remember it was a 50 in February. So you're not seeing that. And so to me, that doesn't mean that we're at a bottom. It doesn't mean that it couldn't go lower. It might. But this might also be the bottom. You just don't know. No one knows. This is not something you can predict. It's just difficult. But you got to realize what's happening. So Thursday, you saw what's possible when the market decides to bounce back. And we saw the Dow up 401 points, S&P up 49, NASDAQ up 209. And then Friday, again, the same sort of momentum swings we saw Tuesday. So this is a market trying to find itself. That's what's going on. It's getting information. It's trying to find itself. And this sort of volatility, that's what this is. This up and down is volatility. And if you don't like it, then stop watching the TV. I mean, it's just, it's really that simple. Just stop watching and then focus more on what are you trying to do. And realize that we are late in the cycle of this very, very long bull market. It's gone on for a very long time. And you're seeing globally things changing, and the markets are now globally based. They're not just U.S. based. So Japan's off 6%. Germany was off 3%. India off 3% for the week. Everybody's kind of feeling it. But there were some good spots out there. Brazil was up 2%. They're now getting their government under control with a new president, looks like. And you got China up 2% this week, too. So, you know, there's some positive rainbows out there. But overall, you got to look at our economy and what's happening here to really get a handle on, is this the end? And I just don't think it is. I think our economy is super strong, and it's not overheating yet. And that's the key. If you have an overheating economy, things start to blow up. Things start to go off track and crash. You're not having that happen right here, right now. It's under control. So corporate health overall, I think, is pretty good. And you saw that this week. We saw Boeing. Boeing's one of the, you know, one of the largest companies in the world. Had an amazing earnings this week. We saw on Wednesday. Had good outlook for the future. These are all very positive things. And that's not a typical reaction you see when you're in the cycle that's a recession or something that's turning the corner to get worse. So I'm enjoying the news that's coming out overall, and you should too. And you should think about the Fed, because this is what the market's focused on right now. This is where the problems are. The people are worried about higher interest rates. And I think that the Fed will raise rates, but not as aggressively as some people feel. And that's what the market's kind of worried about right now. The market thinks the Fed's out of control and they're just going to keep going. You know, I just don't see them doing that. I don't, it's interesting now. I've been saying this now for weeks, maybe even over a couple of months now. You've been listening. I've been talking about the Fed raising in December, and I've been saying that I don't think they're going to do it. And I think if they didn't have this new pressure on them, that they probably wouldn't do it. But now it's like, if they don't do it, are they reacting to what the White House is saying about them? So, you know, anyway, you get into that kind of stuff. But hopefully they just use the economic data. They look at what's going on. They say, you know what? Things aren't really that bad. Let's not raise in December. I think that's what they're going to do. That's what I've thought for a while now. And so we may see that. And I just don't think they're out of control. I really don't. I think they're doing the right job. And I think they're just trying to create what's called a soft landing and give themselves some more powder. So when things get worse in the future, which we all know they will at some point, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, they can lower interest rates. But if they don't have an elevated interest rate system, they can't lower rates. What are they going to do? They have nothing else they can do. So this is what they're doing. And I think they're doing it in a controlled fashion. And I think most corporations that are reporting now are talking about their future business prospects. Listen to the CEOs talking right now. They're all talking about, yeah, maybe things are slowing down a little bit, but not, this is not a recession, folks. In my opinion, it's just not. So what happened Wednesday afternoon? Everyone wants to know because you get nervous, and I understand that. And that's called panic selling, and that's not what you do. If you're educated and if you know what you own and why you own it and what you're doing, and you have a plan, more importantly, I encourage you to go back and look at your plan, particularly look at the risk level that you chose. Because if you're working with an advisor who uses something like Riskalyze, which I've talked about on previous shows, you should know what your downside tolerance is, your upside tolerance, and kind of what you're after. And if you don't know that score, then it's important you get to figure that out, because that'll help you in times like this, which are normal. These are just normal times. Remember, we had a very calm and mellow couple years, and now this is back to normal. That's what this is. This is normal. It just doesn't feel great because you haven't been there for a while. I understand. We all feel a little shell-shocked right now. And I can feel your pain. I understand what you're saying. But what I'm excited about is this selling was not like February. It wasn't the same. And even though we may not have hit a bottom yet, which again is that panic, I think we're kind of close. So you saw Italy going on this week, and you didn't see any sort of contagion issues. These, you know, if we had a global contagion popping off of Italy again, like we did back in, remember in 12, 13 with some of the international issues, we're not seeing that again. That's great with Greece, remember? So that's good. You have GDP, our gross domestic product, this third quarter, we grew 3.5%. I mean, that's great news. Those are good, positive numbers. So, you know, sure, this is a healthy overall, a little bit of worry about tariffs and higher interest rates and the global slowdown a little bit. But hey, overall, our economy is growing and unemployment is low. And we're trying to address really our largest threat, if you think about it, since 1930, is China. China's stealing our intellectual property. Hasn't happened since the 30s where someone's really challenged America. And we're being challenged right now. We have to protect our technology and our brain power and all the stuff that we've worked hard. Otherwise, we're going to lose it. And they're going to take it. They want it. And it's important that you understand that and that you get behind that and support that. Because if we don't have that, we lost our edge. And we don't want to be number two, do we? No. So what do you want to be doing right now? You definitely don't want to be unsure of your plan. So first and foremost, take a look at that. Next, you may want to take a look at some dividend preferring stocks. We talked about this last time. Ford right now is yielding over 7% on the dividend. Good company too. You got AT&T, it's over 6%. But remember, stocks will react as the Fed tightens. So you will see those price stock prices move a little bit, although you're getting your dividends, which is important. And bonds right now, if you're looking at bonds, you should be able to get about 3-4% return on bonds at 5 years or less in maturity. That's not a bad spot to be looking right now. And I think with stocks trading right now at 15 times, a little bit below 15 times 2019 earnings, I think companies now that are profitable, that are growing with reasonable valuations, that's what we're looking for. Companies with reasonable valuations that are growing, I think they're going to do well. I think they're going to pick up. And I think you're getting quality growth stocks right now in the healthcare, consumer staples, and financials at a good price. And that's what it's all about. So is it possible to retire this weekend? Well, I'm not talking about playing and winning that $1.5 billion lottery that someone struck this week. No, I'm talking about you retiring this weekend. And if you want to do that, find out how. It's all coming up next on Protect Your Assets. So stay with me. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Retiring successfully is the result of proper preparation, and no one prepares you more for retirement than the Sandman and his team. This show is dedicated to helping people with proven strategies and advice on how to achieve your retirement goals. Call the Liberty Group right now at 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. Operators are standing by. Now, here's your host, David Hollander.
The Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Have you had enough with work? Maybe you're feeling like this is it. Well, this weekend, we're talking about retiring in a weekend. But it's been quite a week, as we all know, on Wall Street. And you're probably wondering, can I still retire? after this correction that we're feeling. And I got a call from George, I understand, in Santa Cruz this morning. Good morning, George.
Good morning, David. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, because of this volatile market, my question to you is, have we reached the bottom yet?
George, it's a good question. You know, I wish I had a crystal ball. You know, in fact, I could warm it up right here and I could see what's going to happen Monday, but I don't. So here's what I would say. You know, it's a great question. Thank you. We all love to know when the bottom is, because obviously that'd be the best time to buy. But it's just not that easy. It's not that simple. And anybody who tells you they know that, they're just wrong. So what you have to look at is, I think, in your case, would be first your situation. So I hope, do you have a plan? I hope you've got a financial plan together. Do you have one of those?
No, I don't, as a matter of fact.
Okay, well, that's where we got to start. We got to start with your personal plan, because your financial world is important to George. It doesn't matter to Sally or to Sam down the street. It matters to George. So what you have to do first, George, is you got to create a plan that's tailored for you, so you know what your money is doing and what your investments are doing, and make sure they're doing their job. And then with everything that you have over that, then you can worry about the timing of the market. Does that make sense?
Yeah, actually it does.
Okay, good. So that's the first step. And then the second step would be, of course, figuring out what kind of equities you should buy in bonds and maybe some alternative types of things. There's so many different investments out there now. But you know, when it comes to the stock market and picking the bottom, all of us who are in this business love it. Try and figure that out. It's impossible. So you've got to, and as I said before the break, I was talking about, you know, what you should be looking for right now. And so if you're looking for stocks right now, maybe looking for some value, I think it's good to look for companies that are profitable. So go look at the financials of the companies you're thinking about and see if they're actually growing their revenues with a reasonable estimate of what the future could hold. So look at their core business, look at what the revenues look like, make sure they're cash positive, make sure that they're reasonable values, that they're not, you know, trading at 100 times earnings or something. I mean, those are the kind of things that get in trouble in this late style of a market. So I think there's a lot of good stocks out there right now. They're trading under 15 times 2019 earnings. I mean, that's important. So if you're out there looking, you know, start looking at those financials on those companies. And if you don't know how to do that, we'll hire someone like me and we'll help you out. All right.
That's what I need to hear.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, George, I don't know if I answered your question, but is there anything else I can help you with, or are you good to go?
No, I'll definitely give you a call and get something moving on this, because it's necessary. The plan, I've got other plans in my life, but not any financial plans. Get out of here. That's just the way I am, I guess.
I understand. Okay. Well, you're not alone, George, so don't feel like you're alone. And let's get started. You can. I'll be back to you. I'll have someone pick up the call and give you a number to call. But appreciate your call this morning, and that's how you should think about it. Okay?
Thank you very much, Dave.
You're very welcome. All right. So let's get back to retiring in a weekend, because you could do it and this could be your weekend. So maybe you feel like it's just time to move on. It's time to retire. Maybe you've got a lot of stock in one particular company, particularly here locally. Saw someone this past week who had a lot of stock in their one company and they just said, hey, I've seen this movie before. It's time to cash out. And I said, yeah, I could see why you'd want to do that, because he had accumulated a lot of the stock. And needs to get a plan, needs to do what George is trying to figure out there. So I've created a simple checklist. And by the time Monday rolls around, you can stroll into work and tell them, I'm out of here. But my aim today is to help you retire in a weekend. You ready? Yeah, let's do it. So here's the first step, shall we? Figure out where you stand financially. What does that mean? Well, you got to evaluate a budget. Do you even have a budget? If you don't, then I want you to put one together. You may say, oh, it's so tough. Well, I have a sheet for you. You can call and get it. I'm going to offer it to you in a minute, so just hold on. Okay, so I'm going to help you do that. So write down, first of all your debt. What are your liabilities? How much do you have in a savings account? What's your 401k look like? Okay. Next, your income stream. You're going to retire and the check's going to stop coming. So where will that income come from? Question mark. If you don't know, I'll go over it here in a minute, but we need to know that. Next, what kind of insurance policies do you have? I'm talking about your life insurance, your auto insurance, health insurance. We want to know all that. Do you own properties? Well, if you do, I'm going to ask you a lot of questions about those, but start writing them down. Which property do I own? How much debt do I have on it? What's my insurance on it? What's my cash flow on it? I mean, those kind of things we want to know. And next, what you want to do is you want to review these and think about your paycheck. Where is your paycheck going to come from when you retire? Just keep that in your mind. Next, is there a magic number that you need to have to make this happen? So you've created your budget. Now maybe you're thinking about, I need maybe $7,000 a month. Well, if it's $7,000 a month times 12 months, it's $84,000 a year that you need just to spend. So that's before taxes. I'm sorry, after taxes probably. So you got to put a before tax number on that unless you have tax free, which again, we did a whole show on that. So you can go back and listen to that. But we're talking that kind of a number, then maybe you need $1 million or $1.5 million. It depends on your interest rate you're getting off that money and what it's growing at or paying you. So those are things you need to figure out, find out. Next, I think this is important. You got to build an emergency fund right now. So if you're thinking about this right now, I tell you, before you take a major step, and this is a major financial step, you want to be sure that you're protected because things don't always go the way you want them to go. You know, you're looking down the street and you think you're going to go this way, but something happens and you end up going that way. Bam. That's just the way it happens. So hopefully you aren't learning about the emergency funds for the first time when the emergency hits, right? So if you've gotten this far without, I'll call it a financial parachute, then now's the time to create one. And here's what you should think about. It should cover things that can be a catastrophe out of nowhere. And if you have a dip 1 month in your dividend or a stock stops paying or Social Security isn't quite what you thought, then this little fund will help supplement that cash flow. Does that make sense? When you retire. So at a minimum, I recommend that you sock away at least 3 months of your living expenses in something that is liquid, meaning if you need it tomorrow, you can get it without any kind of a penalty. Make sure you ask about that. And you should be getting some interest on that right now. There's a lot of good options out there. I'm seeing them. I'm liquid and I'm getting like over 1.8% on some of the stuff. So it's out there. You can get it. You just have to look for it. And if you don't know how to do that, well, you can call us. We'll help you. But remember, include your expenses that you currently have right now, and include covering your healthcare, because maybe your healthcare is being paid for by your employer, not you. And now you're going to have to pay for that. And I know this can be daunting, especially if you have debt. So next on my checklist is your debt. I'd like you to think about your debt, because if you enter retirement with debt, that could or may not be a good thing for you. And maybe you don't know about that. So how do you tackle debt? There's two thoughts about that. Either pay down debts with the smallest balance or debts that have the highest interest rates. If you can stomach it, I suggest that you start with the highest interest rate debt first. That's usually your credit card. And then you follow that with your personal loans and your car loans. Mortgages could be good debt, but we have to look at the interest rate. So I always look at that whenever we do a plan. We're going to look at your debt as part of your strategy because it's important. Next on the list is your health insurance. I talked about this. I'm going to talk about it a little more later. But health insurance is probably one of your biggest expenses that you're going to face in retirement period. Get this. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, healthcare costs account for an average of 11 to 15% of your retirement spending. It's a pretty big number. So how can you get started on that? How can you figure this out? Where do you start? You probably don't know the answers. And so I know this because I see a lot of you each week, and it's complicated. So guess what? I'm going to help you. You need to start by talking to someone who can give you a roadmap that you can fill in the blanks on and walk you through where you are today to where you want to be tomorrow at the end of this weekend and retire, right? It's a roadmap. So if you've saved at least $250,000, say in a 401k, maybe you have some savings at the bank, an IRA, brokerage account, you can add all that up. As long as you're at 250 or greater, here's what you can do right now. Pick up the phone, and for the first 10 callers, we're going to design for you your own Protect Your Assets Life Plan that'll be created for you at no charge, but here's the number you got to call. It's 888-588-5818. It's 888-588-5818. You can learn right now how to get started on your own plan and do it with our help. And this won't cost you anything, but call this number, 888-588-5818. Let me see those phones light up. Come on now. This is the number, 888-588-5818. Coming up next, are you ready to retire? I'm going to share more secrets on this list as we go through this retirement in a weekend checklist. It's coming up next, so keep it right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. Back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you dream of a successful retirement? Let the Sandman and his team guide you towards a smart retirement by calling 888-588-5818 and scheduling an appointment today. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. I needed some of that. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. You've tuned into this weekend most likely the most important show when it comes to your retirement and your financial life. Other shows are busy talking about the product of the week or, I don't know, favorite color. But we talk about the important things that you want to talk about, like retiring this weekend. Because I put together a list of things that you need to do to retire in a weekend, and you can do it. So today is no exception. Did you know, this is incredible, people spend more time planning a vacation than they do their retirement. I mean, I can't even believe that, but it's true. Think about it this way. Your retirement is a permanent vacation. I'll never forget when I told the first client that. Your retirement is a permanent vacation. The way they looked at me, it was like, oh yeah, wow. So I want to ask you, are you getting closer and closer to your retirement? Maybe you're counting down the days or even the hours. Then you definitely want to start with the guide I've been talking about. We have a checklist. And for the rest of the show today, we're going to move down this checklist. So next on the list of what's important, if you missed the beginning of the show, go back. You can listen to the podcast. Go to our website, libertygroupllc.com. There's two great things that are going on right now. In fact, it's a brand new site. We've made it so easy for you. We've got podcasts there where you can listen to past shows. And we've got workshops that you can attend. And this week is no exception. We're going to be up in the North Bay. I love the North Bay, Napa. It's so beautiful up there. You folks up in Santa Rosa, Napa, Novato, come on down. We're going to be at Mill Valley Frantoyos, which is an amazing Italian restaurant. Have you seen that big? They've got this big stone that rolls around and makes olive oil there. I mean, just to see that's kind of cool. So come on over. And starting at 6:30 on Thursday, we got some seats available. You can go to the website, click on attend an event, and you can register right there. Just click that blue button. You can register for Frantoio's next week. We're going to be talking about taxes and tax-free income and how to create a retirement plan and pretty much anything you want to talk about. It'll be a pretty neat event. So go check that out. But next on the list, which is important, is this question. How much income will you need in retirement? I get that all the time. So before you can retire, you really have to decide, this is important, think about this. How do you want to retire? What does he mean? Well, where do you want to live? Because you can go anywhere. You literally could go anywhere. With the amount of equity you have in your real estate right now, and you may say, well, how do I get to that without paying a ton of taxes? We can help you with that, because remember, I have a CPA here in the office. But anyway, think about, where do you want to retire? Where do you want to go? Are you going to work maybe part-time? That'll be important. Some people think that's crazy. I've already worked so hard, I don't want to work anymore. But some people actually like to work in retirement. I find a lot of clients who do all kinds of new things, and they really enjoy it. So if you do that, what kind of expenses are going to be associated with that? I want you to be realistic in terms of your retirement as well. Think about this. Your mom and dad, how long do they live? And what took them down? Do we have medical technology now that can fix that? Are you doing things right now that are wellness-based to keep you going as opposed to treating it with medical attention after it happens to you? If you're eating better and doing those sorts of things, you're going to probably live longer. So be realistic about that number. And then you need to consider how you're going to set up your investments and your things like Social Security to provide you with income. Remember that question? How much income do you need in retirement? You got to manage your cash flow. And this is how you figure out what do you need in that magic number we talked about earlier. So looking at your Social Security account, there's a number of ways to go at that. And we've got a very helpful guide on how to do that as part of our plan, which I'll talk about here in a minute. So you want to look at that because that's important. Next, you may have a retirement account that's sponsored by your employer, like a pension. Those are also really, really important. You don't want to just take that for granted and think you know all about it when there's several options on the table. It's a very important decision. So get help with that. And then you have maybe an individual retirement account. Maybe you have several. Maybe several 401ks, IRA, Roth IRA, those things like that. Those are all your income in the future. And as you create this income plan, I want you to think about how much you're going to receive from Social Security and whether or not you should consider delaying claiming that Social Security benefit. Now, a lot of people have been talking to me about the government saying, well, I'm going to make you work till you're 75 now. We're going to crank that up. Is that going to affect you? It might, but it might not. Depends on your age. I think a lot of you who are close will probably be grandfathered. I'm not going to touch that. You're probably going to be just fine. So think about Social Security as a way to boost that income check we're trying to create. And ask yourself, how much of your nest egg's value can you then withdraw each year without incurring the risk of running out of money before you run out of time? It's a delicate balance, but it can be done. And there's some things that you should be looking at. Should you devote some of your savings to something like an immediate annuity? An immediate annuity is a pension. Everyone hears that word, annuity. Oh, it's not necessarily a bad thing. There's thousands of types of these things. But one thing that an immediate annuity will do is it'll be around for as long as you're around. And that's a risk, right? So insure that risk. Don't worry about that. You can do that. The other question is, how do you set up your investments to provide you that income? Now, this is a big question about rolling over your 401k. A lot of people just say that's simple. But you've been putting away all this money for all these years into your 401k or 403b or 457. And now you have some decisions to make. Transferring that money out of that 401k to an IRA could increase your investment options, could allow you more types of income streams, but you got to take into consideration your age. What's your current financial status? What are the costs involved if you do this? Because rolling over a 401k is a big decision, and it requires you to think about things like taxes, how to keep the dollars in that account deferred so you don't get taxed on those dollars again. What are the investment options and what are the costs of those choices? And this is only a handful of things you need to consider. So it may or it may not be the right time to roll that 401k, but it's time for you to get studying and start figuring this out. And I know this may seem straightforward to you, but it's just not. So I want to ask you a question today. Do you consider yourself to be open-minded? Because you owe this to yourself. And unless you get in front of this right now, a bad thing can happen. You remember Jack Welch from GE? He said this, change before you have to. Think about that. These last couple of weeks on the market may have been a wake-up call for you. And are you aligned right now the way you need to be? So make a change before you have to make it. Because waiting until something bad happens is probably the worst thing you can possibly do. Think about it. When you jump in your car today, you put on your seatbelt, right? It's the first thing you do. Because if you're driving around and some maniac comes out of nowhere and plows into you, and if you don't have that seatbelt on, there's a number of things that could happen. I don't have to be graphic and explain it to you, but you know what I'm talking about. You could go through that windshield. So if you don't have that seatbelt on, guess what? That's not a good thing. So what I'm talking about is putting on that seatbelt now before you get into the car crash. Because if you don't, you could be forced to work a lot more years. And your peace of mind right now is too important to be thinking about that. So if you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, or other type of account, here's what I want you to do. Pick up the phone right now. For the first 10 callers right now, we're going to design for you, at no charge, our own Protect Your Assets Life Plan. In this plan, we'll do a Social Security breakdown for you, have your own custom Social Security analysis. We'll look at your pension income, your 401ks, and we'll try and figure out how to meld all those together so you can see your income and your assets throughout your lifetime. If you're getting close to retirement, don't miss this opportunity. Call 888-588-5818. You can have this absolutely at no charge. Again, call this number, 888-588-5818. If you're getting close to retirement, don't go it alone. You owe this to yourself. 10 callers, call this number, 888-588-5818. Here it goes. 888-588-5818. It's time for a quick break, but when we come back, what could be the biggest expense in retirement? I'm going to tell you what it is and how to get prepared. It's all coming up next on Protect Your Assets. Keep it right here.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you ask yourself if you have a healthy retirement income strategy? It's not uncommon. Find out how David and his team could create income during retirement that will last your lifetime by calling the Liberty Group today at 888-588-5818. Or just sit back and enjoy more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you'll see Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Today we are talking about retiring in a weekend. What a concept, right? I've been walking you through my retirement checklist as you think about retiring this weekend and things you want to consider before you retire. And one of the best ways to get prepared for retirement, because you have to get involved in this. Don't just think you can sit back in your chair or drive around in your car and just think about it. No, you have to get involved in this. We need you. We need you to participate in your retirement. It's what it is. It's yours. It should be beautiful. It should be what you want it to be. So one great way to do that is to come to one of our events. And this Thursday, once again, I'm going to be back in Mill Valley. I love the Marin area. And this restaurant, Frantoyo's, is great. So go to our website, libertygroupllc.com. Click on the attend an event link at the top. When you get into that, you'll see there's a register button. And you just click it. And you can register right there. You can bring a friend. And we're going to talk about all kinds of topics that are at people's minds right now when it comes to retirement. So you will learn something, no question. It's a very well worthy time, and it's a nice evening. So if you can get out, do that. I want to wish a happy birthday. Happy birthday this week to Tracy Jones, Deborah Downey, and Kathleen Raw. I hope you guys all have a fantastic birthday and really enjoy your time with your family. Now, today we've been talking about retiring in a weekend, and healthcare is one of the biggest expenses you're going to face in retirement. Get this, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, healthcare costs account for, on average, 11 to 15% of your retirement spending. Now, they're not talking about long-term care, which is a whole nother expense that we get into when we look at your financial plan. We're just talking about healthcare. And you've got to include this in your budget. So if you're going to retire at or after the age of 65, well, then you can largely rely on Medicare for your hospitalization and your, I'll call, immediate needs. But guess what? If you need anything more than that, then you're probably going to want to look at Medicare's coverage and costs supplemental. And some great information is on the Medicare website. But you should pay attention to anything that's not covered when you start to think about your retirement, particularly with a spouse. If you have a spouse or other family members relying on you, then you really got to look at this. So I find that most people like to have what's called a supplemental insurance plan, and this is something that you have to pay for. So you want to get knowledgeable about this. We can help you with that. This is typically Kaiser or Anthem Blue Cross or Health Net. Those are the ones I see a lot of. They're very popular. A lot of people like those. I'm not saying anyone's better than another. You just got to do your own research. But things get trickier and more expensive if you plan to retire before 65. So if you don't receive health insurance from your former employer or through your spouse's employer and you don't yet qualify for Medicare, then you're going to have to get health insurance on your own. And this is something that could be a massive change when it comes to you retiring. And there is changes right now going on in healthcare. You heard the president talk about it again this week. They're going at prescription drugs. These things are happening right now. Biotech industry is reacting to that. So you want to get in front of this. Don't get out there and then have this hit you. I can tell you someone's been doing this for over 25 years now, that you can't have an investment plan that's integrated to your financial life without thinking about your healthcare. It is part of your financial life, whether your financial person has told you about it or not. If they're not talking to you about this, if no one's helping you with this, then you're exposed and you need help. And so in my office, we have a CPA, we have three estate planning attorneys who have a lot of experience in this area, and we have a group of financial advisors who work together as a team to help you figure this out. Now, if you want to get started on this, for the first 10 callers this morning, right now, I'm going to go ahead and give you my Protect Your Assets Life Plan, where we'll get into this topic with you. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, or other brokerage account, then here's what you do. Pick up the phone, call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, the number is 888-588-5818. Don't try and go this alone. Healthcare is complicated. and you need to get ahead of this and figure this out for yourself, call this number and we will help you. 888-588-5818. Again, you must have saved at least $250,000 in a 401k IRA brokerage account. We got to show you how to use your current assets to help you get what's rightfully yours. So call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number once again is 888-588-5818. Want to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all the fabulous producers back there in the studio answering the phones back there, Dion, Matt, Andrea, Nico, and Hayden, because without my team, just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets radio network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
So please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman.
All calls have been screened and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.